Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crystal. How may I help you?
Hi, Crystal. My name is Judy Tennant, and I am looking at a charge on my credit card that I'm not, I don't know where to go. That I'm not aware of being made.
You see, can I get your zip code, please?
40160.
Thank you, ma'am. And you said the last name was Tennant?
Tennant, yes.
Could it be under any other first name?
Thomas.
Thank you. Could you please verify that address for me, Miss Tennant?
508 Rose Creek Drive in Radcliffe, Kentucky. 40160.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just one moment. Yes, ma'am, I see where you have our Icon mini pods, which are the earbuds.
Okay, there we go. That,
yes,
I understand. But then I had an alert from my credit card saying something about a $59 charge.
Yes, ma'am. When I see where you paid the shipping and handling on March 7th in the amount of $5.95, and it was a 14-day trial period, so when we didn't hear back from you on the 15th day, they tried to charge your card. It didn't go through. It was $59.95.
Okay. So if he's not happy with them, he has to send them back?
Give me just 1 second. Let me look this up for you, ma'am. Thank you. How come he's not, are they not working? I mean,
I saw him put them in once.
Oh, just
once. And that was it. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, I can get you all the information to return those earbuds.
Or otherwise, we're going to be charged $60.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, because he said, oh, look at the good deal I got for $5. And I said, okay.
Yes,
he doesn't read the fine print.
Yes, ma'am, I totally understand. They really are. They're great quality earbuds,
okay.
But if he doesn't.
Well, I will verify. He's not in right now. He's gone off to an appointment. But I will verify. If he does not want them, then we need to return them if he's not going to use them.
Would you like to have that information on returning them now?
Yes. Can you email that to me?
Actually,
or whatever you need?
I have to give it to you over the phone. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. I'm
that's
sorry about
not
that.
Not a problem. No. It's fine. I'm ready.
Okay. The address is, you can just put mini pods for the title.
Okay.
And then the address is 11551, and that's East 45th Avenue.
Okay.
And that's Unit C.
C like Charlie?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. C like Charlie. Yes, ma'am.
That's okay. That's okay.
And it's Denver, Colorado. And that zip code is 80239.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I think that got everything for you. Okay. And I see where that charge was declined. So that's taken care of for you. Would you like a confirmation number for your records that we took
care
of this? Okay. It's going to be C as in cat, D as in dog, 9, E as in Edward, 9, F as in Frank, 4.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. E
as in Edward.
The number 9.
Okay.
F as in Frank, the number 4, D as in dog, 9, 2, and F is in Frank.
Okay. Now, if it was denied, will you try and put it back through again or what?
They usually do rerun it. Yes, ma'am. They usually do try more than one time to rerun it.
Yeah. Because the bank asked if I knew what this charge was, and I haven't answered because I had seen the same name earlier. So, all right.
If it does go through, give us a call back, and I'm going to put notes on your account that you're
okay.
going to be returning them also. So if it does go through, just give us a call back, and we can take care of that for you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, and
thank
I appreciate you getting back to me.
Oh,
you have a nice
thank
day.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.